Welcome to this audio version of the guided walk retracing the 1831 reform rites in Nottingham. This walk has been researched and brought to life by People's History, Nottingham's radical history group. We have been active since mid-2009 and worked on various subjects, including Chartism and the local anti-pulp tax campaigns. If you are interested in other aspects of our work or like to get involved, please get in touch. You'll find the addresses for our website and email contact in your handout.
You are standing on St. Peter's Square, the scene of many protests and riots. During Goose Fair in 1766, in those days held on Market Square, outrageously high cheese prices sparked off what became known as the Great Cheese Riot. People snatched huge cheeses, either carting them off or rolling them down Wheelergate and Peck Lane. The bouncing cheeses bowled over the mayor, and many will have eventually ended up down here in St. Peter's Square. Food riots like this one, often started by a person carrying a loaf of bread on a stick, were quite a regular occurrence, especially in the early days of the Industrial Revolution. But the people of Nottingham not only fought because of the economic distress, but also over political and even religious issues. The streets of the town were said to have been regularly filled with the noise of jeering crowds, the whine of musket balls, and the smashing of glass. Therefore, by the early 19th century, the people of Nottingham had a well-earned reputation of being a combustible and dangerous mob. And although regularly forgotten or ignored, women always were a crucial part of these struggles, involved both in fighting and organising. The images on the handout titled In the Streets of Nottingham can provide you with a few glimpses into the scenery of Nottingham at the beginning of the 19th century. One of the most spectacular events in Nottingham's turbulent history was the destruction of its castle. Nearly all books written on Nottingham mention this, typically labelling the rioters hooligans, or a crowd of goose fair rowdies. Their identity is hardly ever discussed, and their motives reduced to having vented anger on the stunning ducal palace after the second reform bill was rejected by the House of Lords. This vagueness surrounding the rioters is why our research and also this walk are based on two questions. Who were those misguided rascals, and why did they burn down the castle? In trying to provide some answers, we recorded this narrative and various extracts from historical sources. But you have to remain vigilant towards anything you will hear. First and foremost, history is always written and told by people. And people have preconceived ideas. They have a worldview and normally also an agenda. Secondly, we need to point out that we have to assume with ample surety that all the used sources have been written by men, making them and therefore all of our research gender biased. Thirdly, the rioters themselves remain silent in the sources, and any claims regarding their motives are based on circumstantial evidence. Fourthly, most sources are not first-hand accounts, meaning, for example, that we do not know what any of the witnesses said at the trials in the aftermath of the riots. All we know is what a reporter of the Nottingham Journal wrote about their statements. A very different thing. But let us get on with it. The next stop shall give you an impression of what life was like in early 1830s Nottingham. We do this by sending you into a dodgy alley, an idea maliciously nicked from the fantastic Women's History Group.
Walk up St. Peter's Gate towards Bridlesmith Gate. A few metres before you come onto Bridlesmith Gate, turn left into a small alley called Poultry Arcade. Once inside, keep on walking and stop about midway, where the alley becomes a tunnel again.